Sports Betting Show going on with Pat McAfee, Corporate Office. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Company. No, he's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you.
Nicky Skates.
Come on, Skates. This is your
time. It's your time.
How we doing? How we doing?
Playoffs, it's your baby. Time. Let's go.
This is what we play.
Where's my stick?
Game for.
Best day of the year, and not because it's Pat's birthday. Shut up, Pat. It is because the NHL playoffs are here.
Child.
We fucking go.
Love NHL playoffs.
Texas hockey might fuck around and
say what you want about fucking the NHL. Cannot say anything bad about the playoffs.
No, there will be no cement skates. Not now.
Stars don't have cement and skates?
Stars?
Yeah.
They're +1.5 tomorrow at -140.
Does that mean you're taking them?
It's an absolute gift. I mean, I'm taking a money line, but I mean +1.5. Don't sleep on the lads. The lads been there before. Stanley Cup run in the fucking bubble, dude.
These boys got grit. That was a great defensive ball club.
Yeah. They know how to play in the playoffs.
Mitt is also here. How you doing, Mitt?
I'm doing pretty good, Tony. I'm pretty doing the NBA personally.
Okay. Well, we also have some NBA second round games today.
There's only one play tonight in the NBA.
We will talk about it.
Know what it is.
We will fucking talk about it. Tonight we will have NHL playoffs. We have NBA playoffs. We have the MLB. No Champions League, right?
Champions tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Liverpool, Villarreal. Liverpool's -150 favorites.
Because they are up whatever.
Yeah, but I won't. I'm not going to touch that number because if they get a draw, they're good. You know what I mean?
Correct.
They don't need to win the game.
Yes, they are up on aggregate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Draft betting. Draft betting went pretty well.
Yeah.
Per use.
Ritter, fuck
it. Oh, yeah, it was big for you.
I threw a hefty one down on Ritter at +4. I think it was +410. Very happy with that.
I didn't bet any baseball this weekend. I hated the Saturday lineup, so I didn't touch a game. And then Sundays, I said I'm not taking Sundays. How did Sunday go this week?
So Saturday went well. I also did not
didn't touch Sunday.
No, it was kind of nice. I mean, I did bet. I think I went 5-4.
Oh, you just didn't put it out or whatever.
I mean, Sunday is such a crapshoot. There's too many favorites, too. Like, I took a lot of -0.5s yesterday, which I don't love to do.
We do not love doing that.
Footy was 6-3 Sunday, 8-4 Saturday, so no complaints there.
Today, Cards are up 1-0 in the eighth, which I believe they got a home run from Goldschmidt in the second or third, so they won first five and are up in the eighth.
Steven Matz, huh?
Matz is he's been very up and down this year.
Yeah.
Granke was going for KC. Another good outing. We got the White Sox against lefties. Sandoval hasn't given up an earned run yet this year, but the White Sox are now up 2-0, so they got to him. White Sox versus lefties is an absolute fucking thing.
I was on the White Sox there.
Dylan Cease has also been pitching pretty well this season.
Dylan Cease has been very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
so that's what we got going on now. We got games tonight that we will absolutely get to. Super Boost, obviously, UFC Super Boost hit.
Yeah. Was
what are we even talking about?
Never in doubt.
Never. Absolutely never in doubt.
Does not miss.
UFC Super Boost, I think, has hit the last 4 or 5 weekends in a row.
It's never lost, so.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I just started paying attention to it then.
Last 40 or 50, I think, is what
you meant. Yeah, that's what you meant to say.
Yeah.
NBA, MLB. I feel like it's only right to start today's show on the ice.
Come on, lads.
Hell yeah.
It's only right. We have 4 games tonight to kick off. Are these all on TV? What's a TV situation like for the
NHL? They will all either be on ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, or I believe TBS.
Good, so I don't have to fucking go to ESPN.
TBS has NHL?
Well, it's Turner.
Yeah.
TNT knows drama?
TNT does know the drama, yeah.
Yeah, so if NBA is on TNT or TBS, whatever they do, I'm not sure.
Tonight they are on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN, and ESPN2.
There you go. Nice and easy.
Have to love that.
Yeah. Do you want to look at the playoff series prices real quick before we get into individual games?
Would love to.
All right. Well,
what are we doing here? Yeah, of course I want to.
Let's start off in the East. Everyone's favorite, the New York Rangers and Pittsburgh Penguins series. The Rangers absolutely dominated the regular season against the Penguins.
Bruce was saying Lefty wanted to do a side bet.
What do you mean?
With anybody who'd take it on the Penguins.
Tell Lefty to shut the fuck up.
Well, if he would ever come in the studio, we could do that. But he won't.
The Rangers have home ice advantage, thus they are the favorites at -115. The Penguins -104. Penguins obviously playing without their starting goaltender, Tristan Jarry, who has not even practiced yet. So he's already been ruled out for games 1 and 2. I'd imagine.
Oh, there's a thought that he could make it back?
I don't think it's going to be for this series.
There's a thought that he can make it back next series?
Potentially. I mean, it's exactly a broken bone in the foot.
How did he do it?
No one knows, Paul. This is the NHL. These things are guarded.
Got out of bed and he stepped on a Lego as well.
COVID foot.
Yeah.
No, so you don't fucking.
What is an average broken foot take to heal? Like 4 weeks usually? You see guys come back in like 4 to 6 weeks.
With a club on.
That happened in the middle of April. So I don't expect to see Jarry at least until round two.
We're 2 weeks into it, probably.
Yeah.
So maybe after the series.
Maybe. Come on, Jarry. Did this guy not grow up in Surrey?
Where?
Surrey?
Like. Surya.
This guy's from Surrey, BC, right?
No one knows what that means. You got to explain that, Paul.
If you grew up in Surrey, you're back from a broken foot in 4 days, not 4 weeks.
Fucking Rust Belt of Canada?
Fuck, Surrey is a tough, tough city, my friend. That is tough town.
So, Rags are -115, slight faves over the Pens in the series.
Yeah. I'm interested that it's that close. That's because all the analytical models and everything have like the Penguins being the better team, but they haven't shown it when they've played head-to-head this season.
No, they have not. We're moving on?
Another one that's been very lopsided this regular season. The Carolina Hurricanes at home with the number one seed matchup. Wild card matchup here with the Boston Bruins. Carolina -125. Bruins +104. I like the Bruins to be able to do some damage here.
I love the Bees.
At even money. Now, granted.
I am worried about 20,000 screaming Caniacs, though, brother.
As you should be. 20,000 screaming Caniacs will make the skin crawl if you're a visiting team. But Boston's played Carolina 3 times this season, regular season. They scored 1 goal on the Canes.
Yikes.
Now, the Canes, Freddie Anderson is out for at least game one. He's skating with the team, so at least he will probably be back sooner. So we'll get into that more as they are playing tonight. But I like the Bruins here potentially as an upset at even money.
Okay.
The Florida Panthers, massive favorites over the Caps in the season series at -330 to the Caps 260. Ovechkin is likely to play game one, so do with that what you will. Florida is very deep, though.
Ovi's in.
Yeah.
That is a heavily favorited series.
It is. And the Panthers should win as long as Big Bob does not shit his pants completely. But
playoff hockey, man.
Playoff hockey hits different.
Caps, you get +2.5 and -210. I'm not doing it.
For the series?
Yeah. So that would be a 4-2 series.
It's got to go 6.
Which you could. I expect the Caps to win a couple games. But yeah,
I think.
Florida. -210. Florida won the President's Trophy with a record-setting season by their standards, obviously. And I think they almost got 60 wins. I think they had 59. Pretty damn good. And then finally,
Lightning are dogs in the series.
In the East, Toronto and Tampa Bay. I know Gumpy and I are licking our chops here at this
Lightning
one.
Lightning are dog in the series?
Yeah, -104. Yeah, I mean, it may be different for the Leafs this year, but I'm not going against them until I see
back-to-back Stanley Cup champs, dude. It's the fucking Boats.
Go Boats.
Yeah,
Have we forgotten? The Leafs.
Is fucking Hedman playing?
The fucking Leafs, dude.
Hedman's playing.
Is Stamkos playing?
Stamkos
playing. Kucherov playing?
Kucherov's playing.
This is absurd. Who
is fucking
Vasilevskiy
in net?
Yes, and that's what
this
you go with.
This is insane. This is actually insane.
Is that other guy? I can't think of his name.
Brain
Point. LeCavalier.
Yes, thank you.
LeCavalier is out.
Vincent LeCavalier is playing? Yeah.
He's out tonight.
Real quickly, over to the West, Colorado Avalanche, massive favorites in the series.
Huge favorites.
-650 over Nashville, +460. Nashville might be a little bit closer if they had their starting goalie.
Is he at? Soros,
but yeah, I don't know what the official status is, but I don't think he's playing at least in the first couple games.
I saw the Colorado coach saying he was happy that the Stars and Preds switched spots.
Before. Ooh, Patty Wall.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah. The Dallas Stars, #TexasHockey, +250, go up to Calgary. Calgary has home ice -315.
Oh, big favorites in the
series. I like Calgary a lot. I think they could make a run here.
What's this about?
Pal, no. Hey, it's strictly business.
Don't sleep on Texas hockey, dude.
You get Texas hockey +2.5 at -190.
Nah, minus 190. Mm-hmm. Team to win the series, dude. What are we doing?
The Edmonton Oilers minus 230.
Not against Kinley.
With the LA Kings, LA plus 188 to win the series. I don't think people are giving LA much of a chance here.
Well, the Coyotes have shit the bed quite a few times in the playoffs.
If they have, but they're very hot going in.
Okay.
Very, very hot. I think 31 and 10 or 11 or something like that since their coaching change.
It's fucking pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, then we got the Wild versus Blues. This will probably be the most anticipated, entertaining one of the West.
Hold on,
Wild
before we get into that, you tell me we got a Coach Sullivan situation going on in Edmonton?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, coaching change. Boy.
What?
Coaching change has sparked the boys.
Might take the Coyotes to win this whole entire thing.
You worry about their defense and goaltending, as always. I mean, they are essentially a two-line team, but they've been very hot. If they can, if they can't stop McDavid and Draisaitl, they will eat them alive. Minnesota Wild, very good series.
This is going to be
Minus 138, and the Blues.
It's fucking goal, boys.
Sleeping on the Blues. Blues are a good team.
I fucking love the Blues.
Plus 115.
I think it's the other way around.
Huh?
I think everybody wants to believe in the Blues.
Who's everyone?
These Minnesota Wild have been playing playoff hockey for a long time. Listen, that's how they play the game.
I've always said fucking Parise fucking lights us up to skates. You better watch out.
Yeah, everyone wants to do their fucking
Blues. Blues. Zach Parise left the Wild.
Yeah, don't sleep on these Minnesota Wild, my friend.
Kutteril, the thrill Kaprizov is the new man in town.
Is fucking it math game one or is
math
it
Talbot? Is in game one.
Wow. Late season acquisition starts game one.
Well, Talbot has got absolutely shelled by the Blues.
So tonight, are you leaning tonight the same way that you are in the series for tonight's game? So like Bees, Lightning. Who are you going, Blues?
So tonight, I want to go Carolina because they're very good on home ice. But Antti Raanta is their backup. He's going to get the start, obviously, since their goaltender's in trouble.
He's never played.
Again, the Bees have not even come close to beating this team in
playoff
the regular
hockey,
season.
Baby.
But it's playoff hockey. The Bees know how to play. And if they want a shot in this series, they got to get a split on home ice in Carolina. So I will take the Bees for one of these games. Might as well be tonight. Let's come out with a bang.
Awesome. Yeah.
Right off the jump here.
Feed me the Bees.
Before we move on.
Feed me the Bees,
hold on. Before
dude.
We move on. Antti Raanta has zero games started in the NHL playoffs. He has played in five. He has played in five playoff games. He had a 8.95 save percentage in 2015-2016.
That's not good.
No, and he had a 0.71 save percentage for the Coyotes in 2019-2020.
Yeah.
Hasn't been great in the playoffs.
No, he's not tested. He's not proven. You're counting. But the Carolina, what they do is they insulate really well.
Is it Allmark or Swayman?
They limit one-timers and everything. Allmark will get the start, I believe.
He's got tonight a decent save percentage.
Allmark's the top dog.
Allmark is the guy.
What happened to Sway?
Swayman will probably play. They will probably alternate until one of them takes hold.
Over the last month or two, Swayman is stunk.
Swayman does not stink.
Well, he has.
Swayman does not stink.
Whatever.
Give me Bruins money line. Minus 102.
Taking Lightning too?
Bear shit in the woods.
Nick?
One more thing on Boston, Carolina. Now, this obviously goes past this season because these teams only played three times this season, but Boston is 4-1 straight up in their last five on the road in Carolina.
Okay. Is fucking Cowers ringing the bell tonight or not?
They will have someone ringing the bell. The Canes do the in-game presence, the ceremonies and everything like that. The atmosphere is electric.
20,000 screams Canes.
Yeah. 20,000 screams Canes, brother. Tampa Bay and Toronto. I will be taking the Lightning tonight if they are even money on the road. Now, again, this is going to be tough. Taking away teams in the playoffs is hard.
You're asking
a lot, but these are good teams. Tampa, 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games on the road against Toronto. 5-0 in their last five at home. 5-0 in their last. This is Toronto. Toronto 5-0 in their last five at home. So
these boys are battle tested.
Home ice means a lot for the Leafs. They're going to need it. We'll see what Tampa can do going into Toronto. That place will be buzzing.
If Tampa Bay wins tonight, don't be shy to lock them in to win the series after tonight. Because if the Leafs go down early in the series,
yeah, they're going to crumble.
They will start squeezing their sticks big tight, time, my friend.
Do the Lightning have to wear masks in Canada during the game or no?
No.
Okay. Full face shield? Canada. I don't know.
I don't know.
This seems like a lot of hate towards the Toronto Maple Leafs here. I'm taking Toronto Maple Leafs money.
Yeah, it's your team. You picked them right before the playoffs, dude.
Yeah, dude. They're the best fucking team in the league. Boys know how to skate up there.
They can score with the best of them.
Hell yeah.
Can they stop the goals?
Fuck yes, they can.
Okay.
St. Louis goes to Minnesota. St. Louis 5-0 in their last five when playing Minnesota.
That's pretty good.
Minnesota 7-1 their last eight at home. I will take Minnesota at home to open.
Ooh.
I like the Blues in the series.
Who's it net? Is it fucking Bennington or the other scrub?
Husso. Billy Husso. He's in a much better year than Bennington.
Where's fucking Binner?
Who won the cup?
Where's Binner?
I will also take the Minnesota Wild tonight. Absolutely. Minus 126.
Give me all the road dogs.
Speaking of road dogs.
Come on, Wild.
The LA Kings and the
except for that one. I don't want that one.
The nightcap. LA 5-1 against the spread in their last six on the road against Edmonton for that reason.
Show sticks.
I will take LA plus 1.5 at minus 152.
Okay.
Are you I taking think the Oilers.
Did you say you're taking LA?
Plus 1.5.
Oh, okay.
Is minus Kelly Rudy in net?
The Kings have no business winning a lot of the games they win. They've got a young team. They got a young team mixed with some really core veteran presence with Kempe and Kopitar,
love
who
Kempe
are kind of their
Kopitar
offense. But man, Edmonton's going to be tough to beat in this first
round. Is Foligno back tonight for the Wild?
Kopitar's been my favorite player for so many years.
He's been rumbling.
Is fucking Johnny Quick in net or not?
I think he's playing.
Hell yeah.
All right. I got Bruins money line, Lightning money line, and Minnesota Wild money line.
Fucking hell yeah.
What say you?
What say you? Do these count or am I just saying them? I'll take the... I'll go fucking...
This guy stinks.
And then a favorite at close of the night.
Road dogs, we're gonna get absolutely mop the floor.
I'm on
the bees money line.
You take?
The Lightning
I money took line. The fucking puppies on the favorite to end the night.
Bees money line, Lightning money line, Minnesota Wild at home.
Yeah, I'm on the Blues.
And Kings puck line plus 1.5. Good luck, boys.
Hey, well, it is tough to play hockey up in Minnesota. Welcome in the lakes. Thaw.
Huh?
You heard me.
I did not.
Good work, stuff. Boys. Good work.
Welcome to the playoffs.
Welcome to the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Where you fucking earned your money,
is there any
boys?
Fucking NHL boosts?
There is a boost.
Stink. There's two.
Austin Matthews and McDavid each score a goal.
I like that. That's plus 400. That's juicy.
Tampa, Minnesota, and Edmonton to each score three.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of goals. This is the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
That's a lot
is this
of goals.
Not the playoffs? This is not the playoffs.
I don't love that.
Fucking boys.
You know, Sprinkies. Sprinkies.
Hold on. Let me look at the totals on this.
Want to hear what the U?
Me all the unders.
UEFA president just said.
Just love to.
The Super League is over. The English fans helped us. The Italians and the Spaniards did nothing.
Oh, one more, Tony. One more to look for tonight. Connor's going to love this, and I hate saying it, but it's true. Pasta to score. If the Bees are going to win, they need Pasta to score. Is plus 152. He basically is their power play.
Okay.
When he was out, they didn't score a power play goal. Pasta plus 152. That's nice.
Okay. Let's go to the association. Thank you, Nikki Skates.
Thank you. Good luck.
First game, 7:30. Sixers at Heat. Embiid is out. Heat are banged up. I think Larry's still out. Everyone else is a game time decision. 7.5 points is the spread. 335 on the money line for Heat. 208.5 is the total.
Is that not a lot?
Oh yeah. I think 7.5 is huge.
Or the 7.5.
The total. The spread.
How is this team going to play without Embiid?
James Harden ball, baby.
I mean, he is best alone.
30 free throws.
I don't think I want to touch it.
I have a play, but it's a
first basket
parlay.
Ooh,
money line parlay.
Parlay.
Are you a tease or are you a parlay? Parlay.
Parlay. Parlay. Money line parlay.
All right, I have a play. I'll take the under 208.5.
208.
Yep.
Jeez.
Give me the Heat -7.5.
Ooh.
Okay. Pal.
What's that?
What's the first leg of your parlay?
My first leg of my parlay is Miami Heat money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the 76ers are going to struggle here without. I mean, Joel Embiid's he's probably the MVP unless they give it to Jokic.
They'll give it to Jokic.
Let's make the easy play here. Come on.
Okay, so I'm going under the 2.5. And even though the Suns are 3-0 against the Mavs this year, for some reason I love this Mavs team.
You taking the points?
I'm going to take the +5.5 for the Mavs.
Let's go, Tony. So am I. I'm right there with you. Let's go, Luca.
What is this?
The money line parlay consists of the Phoenix Suns and the Miami.
Okay. All right. Fucking favorites.
Yep. All
right.
I wish the best of luck to you.
Yep.
I hope we middle it.
Devin Booker did not play good in his first game back, but that's his first game back. Yeah. He'll probably play better tonight.
Good time.
Yeah. John J. Ayton. Yeah, but what's Ayton going to do against fucking Boban?
What's Boban's first basket?
I don't think it's probably not. He's probably not.
Never forget.
He's probably not fucking.
Hey, let's never forget the NBA
he's probably,
season. The NBA
he's probably season not
started with Mitt taking
first
Boban
basket.
First basket.
That was horseshit. I was lying.
That was the kickoff. That was the sign of things.
That was
to come.
The first game.
Bam's a favorite for first basket, and then you got Jimmy Harden.
You got to know your limit. Play within it. I haven't hit a first basket. We've gone dry.
Your limit. Play within it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wise words.
Play the best, play Spalding.
What about? All right, that's the NBA.
Yep.
Let's head over to the diamond.
Baseball.
Baseball. We fucking nailed it.
That was
the kid absolutely what? Fucking
an absolute
nailed it.
Intro.
Baseball. There's only 6 games left today. Fucked on tomorrow and Wednesday. You know, for some reason, there's no NBA game on Thursday night, and it's a get-out day for baseball, so.
The scheduling is.
Thursday might be a. All right, tonight, Zach Gallen versus Pablo Lopez.
Fucking couple absolute stalwarts here.
Seriously, Gallen has gone 4, giving up 0, 5, giving up 1, 6, giving up 0. Pablo Lopez has gone 5, giving up 1, 5, giving up 0, 7, giving up 0, 6, giving up 0. A couple of really good pitchers here so far this season. Here's the difference. Miami has actually swung the bats pretty well to start the year.
Yep.
Arizona is dead last. I did not want to go against Gallen. I didn't want to lay the 170 with the Marlins. I also don't want to lay the 175 for first inning tie either.
I'll take Marlins first five money line -160.
Yeah.
Have to. Has to be a play.
That is the side.
Has to be a play.
Because I can't trust Arizona to hit
the
ball.
Has to be the play. It's the only play.
I don't want to lay the 170 and put first inning tie. Do I want to lay the half for the Marlins? No, because Gallen might fucking go scoreless.
Might fuck around and shut him out.
I have no play.
It's tough.
I choose not to make a play on that game.
It's absolutely tough.
It is fucking tough.
Yeah.
Twins at Baltimore. We got Paddock versus Tyler Wells.
I've been waiting for this matchup all day.
You taking Paddock? You coming around on him?
Not
a chance. You taking Tyler Wells?
No. Fuck this game.
I also will sit out this game.
Yeah.
Yankees are at the Toronto Blue Jays. I will take the Yankees first five money line -115.
I'll see your money line and I will downgrade it to Yankees +0.5. Thank you.
Excuse me, what? Oh, wait.
I said I will downgrade it to Yankees +0.5.
I was looking at Mets and Atlanta. I will take the New York Yankees first five +0.5. Montgomery's at a 2.7 ERA and Toronto is number 19 versus left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
Montgomery is a left-handed pitcher. Yankees are number 4 versus righties. That's pretty good. New York Yankees are hot right now. They have the number 1 best record in the MLB. Stripling. Give me the Yankees +0.5. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You already heard my pick in the next one.
Mets money line.
Mets first five money line -150.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love Bassett.
2.25 this season. Max Fried, though, 3 ERA this season, and he's been pitching well the last few games.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. Mets are top 10 versus lefties. Atlanta's in the 20s versus righties. Advantage New York Mets. I will take them as a short favorite.
That's the difference.
Yep, that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Seattle at Houston. We got fucking Marco versus your guy, Odorizzi. So you're definitely on Houston, right?
No, I'm on...
Are you out on Odorizzi?
I've been out on him since he gave up a six-piece.
I'll take Seattle first 5+1/2.
I'm with you, my friend.
I think Marco Gonzalez is a little bit better than
Nolan Marco.
Reason. Don't love him.
I don't love Marco.
You're not going to hear either of us say that we love Marco.
No.
If Houston was trotting out someone
if
better.
If this was Moneyline, I might not be taking it.
But we're getting a half with Marco Gonzalez. Yeah. Seattle is... What is going on with Houston's bats, by the way?
I don't know.
Let me pull up the information just to back my point here. Houston is 21st versus righties. And they are 27th versus lefties. Is Marco a lefty?
Yeah.
And Marco's a lefty.
Yeah.
So thank you, Marco's going up against 27th best team versus lefties.
Come on, Marco.
You would think we could get him at plus a
Let's
half.
Let's go, Marco. Come on.
We're not just throwing picks out here. We have reasoning. Rays, Oakland.
Yep.
You're taking Dalton, aren't you?
Yep.
I'm not. I'm staying away.
Love me some Dalton Jeffries.
I'm staying away from
him. Hell yeah. Give me the A's at home, first 5+1/2.
All right. I got Yankees first 5+1/2, Mets first 5 money line, Seattle first 5+1/2.
I have Marlins first 5 money line. I have Yankees first 5+1/2, Mets first 5 money line, Mariners first 5+1/2, A's first 5+1/2.
Okie dokie. Let's see here. Let's make sure we didn't miss any fucking... We have NBA boost. James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, and Tobias Harris each to make 2+3s. I believe Maxey's total points is quite high now that... let me see that game. You guys care if I take a look at that game real quick?
Fill your boots, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am. I'm on the Heat, so I will not be on.
Boots are full. Maxey's over under 21.5.
Jeez,
he was scoring quite a bit at the beginning of that Toronto series, and without. Tell you what, are you guys? You're on Miami.
Yep.
I was thinking, my fuck around taking the Sixers.
If I was going to take a side, I would take the Sixers and the points. But as a moneyline parlay player, I took the Heat.
Okay. I'm going to stay away, but...
What's the golf tournament this weekend? Oh, Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo's a good one, and we got the Derby this weekend, too. So maybe, hopefully, fucking Lefty does something this week, you know?
Be nice.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Stuart Sink in this one?
Probably. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Bo Van Pelt.
Fucking, yeah. Luka and Chris Paul to record 20 plus combined assists. That's a lot of assists.
D Hop.
Dead? And by dead, I mean not playing.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, no.
6-piece nugget.
6-game suspension? You would think they would know about that when they traded for Marquise Brown, probably, huh?
This is just trying to get back from injury, right?
Has to be. Oh, no. That's not good.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Don't mess around with PEDs, you know? You can't.
Can't do
it's
it.
It's not something to joke about.
Can't do
Come
it.
Come on.
Absolutely can't
Eat your
do
sandwiches
it.
And, you know, do your work.
All right, so you got nothing tomorrow in Champions League.
No Champions League.
We will have a lot of MLB, NBA, and NHL picks tomorrow.
Yeah. Playoff time, baby.
Surprise. Coyne didn't show up personally in the playoffs. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.